This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. President Joe Biden opened the first overseas trip of his term Wednesday with a declaration that the United States is back. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president was greeted by American troops at a Royal Air Force base in Britain. His message?
The United States is back.
This is the president's first overseas trip in office.
I'm heading to the G7, then to the NATO ministerial, and then to meet with Mr. Putin to let him know what I want him to know.
That summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin is next week in Geneva. The president teared up when speaking to the troops.
So proud. And I only wish my major was here to thank you as well.
He was talking about his son, Beau. The president also said COVID needs to end, not just at home, but everywhere. I'm Ed Donahue.
News reports say the United States is set to buy a half billion more doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to share globally. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
According to people familiar with the plan, President Biden tomorrow will announce the administration's going to buy 500 million doses for sharing through the global COVAX alliance.
To help donate more doses to poor countries around the world.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan would not confirm the plan while flying to Europe with the president. Sources say 200 million doses would be shared this year and the rest in the first half of next year. The announcement comes days after the White House unveiled plans to start sharing America's existing vaccine surplus with other nations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow lost 0.44%. The S&P fell by 0.18%. The Nasdaq dropped 0.09%.